This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. A wildfire is forcing evacuations in Parachute, Colorado, northeast of Grand Junction. The blaze has grown to 330 acres. Ground and air crews are on the scene. Residents on County Road 338 must leave immediately. A shelter's been set up at the Parachute Rodeo Grounds. The owner of the Denver club where 9 people were shot and 1 killed will surrender the property's licenses, Denverite's Kiara Damari.
In a settlement with the city, the property will lose its dance cabaret license as well as its liquor license. And the registered owner, Dal Bodarai, will be banned from getting new liquor licenses for 2 years. Bodarai is also the owner of the Yak and Yeti restaurant chain. Bodarai owns the building that the club operated out of, and he was leasing it to Deontay Wilkins, who ran the club. The city said the transfer of licenses between the two never happened, and the city says Bodarai knowingly allowed Mr. Wilkins to operate without his own liquor license and remains responsible for all licensing violations. The shooting is still under investigation. I'm Kiara Damari, Denverite.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has announced new clinical trials for psilocybin. It's the active component found in so-called magic mushrooms. The study would look at the effectiveness and safety of using psilocybin to treat major depression. Colorado is one of only a few states where the psychedelic drug is legal. With temperatures surging across the state, the city and county of Denver is opening cooling centers this weekend. The Denver Central Library will open at 11 a.m. and extend its hours until 7 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Carla Madison Recreation Center will also be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You are listening to CPR News. Stream it on the Colorado Public Radio app.